Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about today. In fact, I've got 11 things I want to talk about this segment. I want to talk about what I call 11 financial fundamentals that you must know as the CEO of your small business. You know, regardless of the size of a business, any business, ultimate responsibility for success lies with the CEO. When I was in the military as an officer, we were trained that we were responsible for everything our unit does or fails to do. As the CEO of your business, that's you too. Whatever your business does or fails to you, it's on you. And the most critical CEO tasks that result in success or failure lie in the knowledge and practice financial management fundamentals. Recent statistics, you've heard me talk about this, they show that over half of small businesses fail within 4, not 5 like years ago, but 4 years, half of small businesses fail. That's a horrible statistic. Clearly, that mortality rate would be significantly reduced if before a business even opens, the founder was required to pass a course that teaches small business financial fundamentals and how to operate a business with them. And if you can't do it, you don't open a business. You decide not to because you don't want to lose your money. Don't worry. Your humble advocate would never presume that to lump you in with all those others who need financial schooling. You, no doubt, are squared away on that score, but perhaps you know a small business CEO who isn't. And let's say you're keen to give that CEO, you know, your friend, the maximum opportunity to avoid becoming a marketplace battleground casualty. So if you have one of those friends that you'd like to help, here are 11 of those elements in no particular order that you could pass this along to your friend as a curriculum outline for that small business course I was talking about. And you could encourage him or her to learn more as they become professional, successful, surviving CEOs. So here's the first one. Veteran CEOs don't do their own accounting. They've learned how to manage with regular, at least quarterly, regular financial statements like a balance sheet and a profit and loss statement. And those reports are not accounting, they're reports. They're produced by a professional accountant. You don't do your own accounting. As soon as you can, get somebody else to do it and get you those reports. Number two, successful CEOs know their gross profit margin. It's on the tip of their tongue, both the percentage and the number. Because that's essential to covering your corporate nut every month. If you don't, you have to know your percentage for pricing your products. You have to know your number so you know how much, because that's how much expenses you have to cover. Number three, smart CEOs track sales to expense ratios. They know what marginal spending to adjust every month. Instead of at the end of the year, you got to adjust marginal spending every time, all the time, not just at the end of the year. You got to track those ratios. Savvy CEOs closely monitor inventory levels because they have to match it to projected sales, to receivables, and especially to cash, because inventory is cash in another form, your cash in another form. Next one. Real CEOs know their accounts receivable days, accounts payable days. I've talked about this recently. Because the relationship between AR days and AP days has a direct impact on management of cash and how you're going to fund growth. Next one, disciplined CEOs develop a capitalization strategy that uses a formula that blends retained earnings with short and long-term capital sources, like bank debt. You use different sources, your own in organic funds and bank debt, maybe even credit card, use it to manage your cash from one month to the next. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to have a plan for that, a strategy. The next one, capable CEOs use critical financial indicators and ratios because, as students of the balance sheet, they know it's a relationship. The relationship between the P&L and the balance sheet reveals powerful planning and sustainability metrics. You have to know the relationship between your P&L, what the P&L numbers are telling you, and how they manifest on the balance sheet, and vice versa. Capable CEOs can do that. Surviving CEOs compare for the cruel irony of sales growth. Did you know that? Sales growth is ironic. But these people have learned how underfunded sales volume can cause the uninitiated to become a statistic, that failure statistic, by succeeding themselves out of business. This is where you go back and look at the one that I talked about, accounts receivable days and accounts payable days. When you're growing, you have to fund that growth. And to the degree that you don't that you're out of whack on your AR days and AP days, if you can't fund those days in the middle, that's when you're out of cash, and that's when you're also out of business. You can't make payroll. You have to lock the doors. I've seen it happen too many times. Next one, professional CEOs are profit hawks. From a mile away, they can spot a target and target implementations to profitability, impediments, I should say, to profitability. They can see a profitability impediment from 5 miles away, and then they can deal with it quickly. They deal with it decisively and without emotion. The farther away you can spot a profit impediment, the quicker you can deal with it before it becomes something that turns into an emotional decision. Perennial CEOs, I should say perennially successful ones, they're delegators. But they never let cash management get too far from their fingertips for what will be needed for tomorrow, the cash for tomorrow, the cash for next month, and the cash for 12 months from now. I don't manage my bank accounts, but I manage at a level of the cash. I know what the cash picture is just about all the time. And I know what I need going forward. I know when I need to add cash. I know when I can put some away for a rainy day. You have to know how to do that. And last one, world-class CEOs are time experts. They're devoted to tracking what I call the 3 clocks of small business. Blasingame's 3 clocks of small business: the expense clock, the sales clock, and the cash clock, and the existential relationship that each one of those clocks has to each other. You have to know how those 3 clocks affect you: expense, sales, and cash. Now, if any of these fundamentals are causing cold sweat to pop out on your forehead right now, you know, because you're worried about your friend, perhaps you could help them kick their financial education into high gear and become an expert on these fundamentals. You know, like you. Work it out, folks. You got to learn how to do this, because the ultimate responsibility for a business's financial performance belongs to the CEO. That's your friend. And that's you, of course. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you benefited from that. Think about it. And if you, by the way, you can find that list of 11 on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.